Hello and welcome to the Veeam Community Podcast. I'm your host, Rick Vanover. This is episode 33. VMworld is right around the corner. Here we go. Today I've got two guests, and this will be kind of an interesting one because we have VMworld coming right up. Joining me is Megan Mesher from Veeam. How you doing, Megan?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm awesome. I'm excited. I'm stressed. I'm blessed. I'm hanging in there. Also joining me is Chris Wall. Hey, Chris, how you doing?
Doing good. Very happy to be here.
Awesome, awesome. Thanks for being on the show, both of you. So, Megan, you've been on a couple of podcasts before, and you're on Twitter, but can you take and give just a quick introduction to yourself and what you do here at Veeam?
Sure. My name is Megan Mesher. I am the Marketing Events Manager for Veeam. So my responsibilities span any of the events that we're covering in the Americas, and most notably right now, I'm focusing on all VMworld all the time.
All the time, for sure, for sure. And Chris, why don't you take a moment, give just a brief introduction of yourself as well.
Sure. I am a senior virtualization engineer in the Chicago area, and pretty much what I do is design, architecture, administration, carrot feeding, and everything you can think of for a pretty large corporate VMware installation.
Senior, you don't look that old. Okay, okay. No, so, you know, Chris, VMworld's coming up. Are you excited, first of all?
I'm stoked because this is my first one, so I'm finally getting to taste the awesome Kool-Aid that is VMworld.
Hey now, I like it, I like it. So, you know, so if this is your first one, did you have to go through some hoops and, you know, rings and hoops to allow yourself to go? Did you have to, like, make your case or anything like that?
Yeah, so actually the 2010 one, I did make the case, and it didn't go through. So I had a little experience with kind of what to do. This time I wrote up a nice little two-page paper on, you know, return on investment and kind of highlighted some of the sessions that were going on and got that pushed through. It took me some time, but I think the people, the powers that be, saw the benefits of going to VMworld.
Cool, cool. And, you know, did you use some of those resources that some of the bloggers have written, as well as maybe some of the materials that VMworld has produced to make that two-pager, or did you just go solo?
Oh, definitely. It made a good kind of starting point, kind of use it as a template to give me ideas, and then I tailored it towards what I do and what my company could benefit from. And that's why it kind of grew into this two-page monster, because I really wanted to make it very detailed and answer every question I could.
Sorry, I couldn't help but think of Monster VM when you said that, bud. So, Megan, you know, VMworld, you say you're focused on it now. What kind of things does Veeam have planned for VMworld?
Well, Veeam has a lot of big things planned this year. Not only do we have our in-booth entertainment and live demos of Veeam Backup and Replication version 6 that's slated for release in Q4, but we're doing a raffle for
$6,000. $6,000?
Yes.
Like cash?
In cash.
Money?
Yes.
So, no way. I don't believe it.
Yeah. So anyone that stops by the booth will have flyers and signage with unique QR codes. So you scan the code with your phone, you're directed to a registration page, enter some information, and submit, and you're entered for the drawing.
Wicked.
Yep. So we're drawing Thursday at noon. I encourage everyone to enter prior to that. But we have a lot going on in terms of speakers as well. We have our own VM Doug and Ghost Dev speaking. Their presentation is Veeam Backup and Replication, A Look Under the Hood, on Tuesday at 3 o'clock. So if you haven't already pre-registered for your session, I would get on this one. It's number SPO3981.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, the registration is, they're drawing a hard line of pre-registration this year. So click it up if you have not already. They're going to talk a lot about V6 as well as V5. So, you know, the vPower side of V5 they're going to talk about, but also V6. And I can tell you, it's big stuff. Check it out.
Yeah. And then you're presenting this year in the Solutions Exchange Theater, Rick.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So do you want to tell us a little bit more about your presentation on Thursday at 10:10 a.m.?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We're going to have the Solutions Exchange Theater. There's a couple of little slots that go through there. And I'm going to be presenting a session entitled How to Create a Test Lab for Storage DRS. And basically, my goal with that material is to understand the behavior, okay? it's one of those things that, you know, we all kind of have just this instinctive behavior of traditional DRS, but we need to kind of learn that for storage DRS. So I'm going to, in a lighthearted manner, deliver just some tips to take away so that you can start using storage DRS in a lab capacity and then have a little bit more confidence when you transition to a production environment with it. And I'm going to sneak it out now that there will be swag at the Solutions Exchange theater presentation. Be there or be without.
Yeah, definitely great. And then something else new that we're doing in the Veeam booth this year is we'll be featuring 6 of our storage partners. Now, you know, we're storage agnostic and we work with a lot of hardware, but we're going to pick, you know, 6 of our best storage partners and feature how Veeam Backup and Replication works on their hardware. So you can stop by the booth, go to a demo station, and you can see our how Backup and Replication is going to work on EMC, HP, Quantum, Exagrid, Netgear, and StarWinds hardware. Those vendors will also be presenting in the booth throughout the week from Tuesday to Thursday. So you can stop by, check out a 20-minute presentation, and possibly walk away with some cool prizes.
So, Chris, when you go to VM, you know, when you're coming into VMworld, you know, as you can see, Megan put a lot of work thus far into the substantive technical stuff. We're going to get to the non-technical thing here in a moment. But, you know, in terms of the technical stuff, Chris, what kind of stuff are you looking for, be it, you know, the VMworld sessions, the keynotes, you know, the labs? Are you going to try to take it all in, or what's going to be your approach? And have you started building your schedule, and what's it look like?
Yeah, so my tactic has just been to kind of schedule everything humanly possible and sort of hit what I can while I'm there. I built my schedule pretty much day 2 of being able to, and I'm trying to hit, I pretty much sorted by everything that's advanced technical level, all the deep dives and discussions and the quiz show. So I'm going to try to hit as many sessions as I can, and while also trying to balance visiting all the vendors that I'm interested in and trying to squeeze a lab here or there in. Labs are probably the lower priority of the 3 things I've mentioned.
So you're definitely sticking to the senior part of your role with that advanced technical and ESXi quiz show. That's pretty cool. What about the keynotes? You know, the one thing I don't like about VMworld is it's all day, every day. It's nonstop. You're up early, you're out late. You know, are you going to definitely try to make the keynotes as well?
When I can, I honestly haven't scheduled that much time for it, but I'm going to try to make the good ones. You know, I've heard there's a couple, you know, the CTO and CEO are speaking. I want to hear those.
Yep, for sure. And if I remember correctly, I haven't looked, and I don't remember for sure, but they don't usually overlap the lab, maybe the labs, but definitely the breakout sessions don't overlap with the keynotes. So there is some help in there. I find myself going along so hard and solid that I forget to eat sometimes. And yeah, Megan's shaking her head. How's it? You
it's
know,
like an apple for lunch, and that suffices till the, you know, 8 o'clock at night.
Right, because you know, Megan, one of the things that her team works on is the booth, which we're going to be at booth 813.
Correct.
Just look for the green one. You know, there's a lot of work and a lot of staffing that goes into that. So, you know, it's definitely a pretty involved ordeal. So, you know, Chris, good luck taking it all in. It's going to be tough just because it's overwhelming. And honestly, maybe it's just me, but it's almost, because it's Las Vegas, it's almost harder. Because Las Vegas itself is overstimulating. It's hard to get from point A to point B. There's never a straight way to get anywhere. And you can be lost in Las Vegas, but no matter where you are, there's a sign that says casino this way. So
being lost in the casinos is the worst because yeah, the arrows kind of never point in a clear direction.
Right. So it's like I'm all my friends in Las Vegas. I love that city. Okay, but I'm just saying there's logistical challenges.
I definitely noticed that after I'm done with my schedule, I had forgotten to leave space for lunch. So I have to fix that.
You know, here's a recommendation for everyone out there, and Chris, for you as well. I carry in my tech survival bag, I carry a lot of stuff. And one of the things I carry is like some extra food. So, you know, substantive bars, you know, that don't need to be refrigerated, like a
meal replacement.
Yeah, meal replacement bar, or you know, the bars that have the picture of the guy climbing on them. I don't know if I can say the name. You know, I'm not trying to
product plug.
I'm snack bar agnostic. Okay, so you know, bring some ready to eat stuff that is non-perishable. That might be a good way to get you through some of these situations. And here's a tip: if you're walking through the outside of the sessions and there's food and snacks out there, grab them, because they take them away once the people go away. They don't stay out there all the time. So you'll see that during the breakout sessions, Chris and everyone else, that they'll have snacks out there sometime, but they're very efficient on how long those snacks are out there. So, give some thought to take the snack if you can. Because I know that I've had a number of lunches that were snack only, soda, water, whatever, which also, carry a bottle of water with you, because I always refill at the water fountain. That's just me. But, good luck finding a water fountain in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
So
we always joke when working the booth that you eat nothing healthy, because if you miss lunch, then it's like you're eating an ice cream or something that's just a random snack thrown out.
Right,
give you a sugar high.
We ought to, give out food and drinks at the booth. That would actually probably get people there.
At VMworld Europe, there was a booth giving out energy drinks.
Sweet.
I like that idea.
I don't know. That's up there with the squirrel and drinking coffee. Okay, well, cool. So the other half of VMworld, as you guys know, is the fun part, right? There's plenty to do. There's the VMworld party, the official one for everyone. But the Killers, yeah, I'm stoked about that.
I'm really excited.
And everybody on Twitter was, knocking the Killers as the band, but I have never wanted to go to one more than the Killers.
I'm the same. Rock These trade on. Shows always have bands from a generation that's not mine. So for once, I'm yes.
Right. Well, now, Chris, you're a senior virtualization man. I don't know if these are in line with your musical taste, yeah?
I had heard the previous performers, and they knew them by name. And when I heard Killers, I was like, "All right, so this is gonna be something worth going to." And I heard all the griping on Twitter, but to all the naysayers, too bad. Next year, maybe your year. I'm happy they picked the Killers.
Yeah, rock on. I'm definitely stoked for that. I think they're local from Las Vegas as well.
They are.
Or at least they're from there. They might have gone to Hollywood and moved on. Who knows? But yeah, that's kind of cool. Rock on. I'm excited for that. So, outside of the VMworld party, as you know, there's the VM underground party, the MOAVB, Mother of All V-Beers, okay? And there's this other little thing going on. I saw an email from Megan. What is this thing on Tuesday night, Megan?
Help oh, this the small little thing known as the VM party.
Oh, yeah. What is it?
Well, every year at VMworld, Veeam has held a big blowout for all of our partners, customers, and friends in the social media community. This year, we're going to be at the V-Bar, appropriately fitting, and we're taking over the bar from 8 to 11, so come in. We have bracelets that we're giving away at the booth on Monday and Tuesday, so if you got your invitation, you RSVP'd, you can come and pick up a bracelet in advance at the booth, and then that allows you to jump the line and get into the bar. So otherwise, if you don't have your bracelet, you'll still get in, but there might be a little bit of a wait. Party should be fun, as always, and, great Veeam people and drinks and food and a night of fun.
I can't wait. I don't know, though. It's work this year for me. So it's, I don't know.
After a couple drinks, it's not work anymore.
Well, yeah, we'll find out. I put up on Facebook, I was thinking about having a no alcohol rule for VMworld this year, just because it's going to be busy. This is my first year, working for an organization that's participating in VMworld like this. And I still don't really know how busy I'm going to be, but I know it's going to hurt a little bit. So if I need to, focus and all that, maybe I won't, but I don't know. Maybe that'll make it through Friday that way. I don't know. We go on Friday, by the way. I know that, Megan, you're going Thursday, right?
No, I'm leaving Friday morning.
Oh, good call. Good call. It's going to be busy. Hey, Chris, are you staying all the way through Thursday then?
Yeah, I leave Friday around lunchtime.
So one of the other things about VMworld that we would be remiss if we didn't mention is vSphere 5. As we know, on July 12th of last month, it was announced, and we can only assume that it's coming up here soon. We're recording here on Friday, August 19th. I'm pretty sure that, you know, we'll see it released at some point. So, Chris, are you looking forward to vSphere 5? Not interested? Wait and see? What's your take on vSphere 5?
I think VMware really hit it out of the park with vSphere 5, and I'm not a bleeding-edge adapter, so I don't think I'm going to go with 5.0, but I'm extremely excited about getting it into production as soon as I can, as soon as it's been kind of battle-tested, and because it just has so many great features that I can take advantage of.
Yeah, for sure. My approach usually has been, you know, lab first, dev next, production last, and every environment has their own requirements, okay? So, you know, some people don't have a dev, don't have a lab. I am right now, as we speak, building up my own personal lab, and then the work lab will definitely be vSphere 5 ready. And to the next question of when will Veeam products support vSphere 5, the answer is soon after GA, and I don't want to define soon, but it'll be after GA of vSphere 5. There is, you know, some internal things, of course, that are going on that already support it, but none of those are available for public use right now. So the frequently asked question that we're dealing with at this time is after GA is when vSphere 5 support will be available. So, you know, when you go about testing it, you know, I'm always a little weary, right? Because sometimes the defaults change, and, you know, in the case of vSphere 5, Chris, HA had incurred a total rewrite. Does that scare you, excite you? For example, on HA, what do you think about that?
I'm very excited because the old HA, it had some issues.
Yep.
You know, it was a little clunky, and I have labbed vSphere 5, and I've got it in some places, and it performs phenomenal. So very happy.
Awesome. Glad to hear you're an early adopter. Rock on. I'm cautiously optimistic about the rewrite, you know, because I did have some issues with HA in the past. Probably could be traced down in my config, you know. HA is sensitive on the config, but it's one of those things that it saved me 3 times, but it, you know, caused me a problem 4, okay, or something like that. So it's like mixed emotions. I mean, I'm cautiously optimistic that I'll really like HA going forward. So that should be good stuff. I'm looking forward to it. Of the new features of vSphere 5, Chris, which one appeals to you the most?
That would have to be storage DRS.
For sure.
It's such a nice thing. I'm an NFS guy, so all my VMs are running NFS, and the changes they've made to really embrace NFS and vSphere 5 along with storage DRS is just going to make life a lot easier for me.
Yeah, in fact, that's what I'm going to lead in with in my presentation, is making the life easier, because I've got an example that everyone's going to say, yeah, I do that all the time. Well, here we go. This tool will save you that time. So, yeah, I'm excited for it. The other thing I'm also excited for is VMFS 5. If you're an NFS guy, not so interesting for you, but I think that, you know, that's a serious step. That's good stuff. I'm excited for, you know, the scalability of it, simply because it's going to be a lot simpler to provision, you know, storage in our environments today, and we deal with big stuff, so bring it on. I'm excited. So, Chris, let's wrap it up here a little bit. First of all, I want to thank you, Megan, for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
No problem.
And, Chris, I'm going to put you on the hot seat. As you know, you're one of my biggest fans, and I appreciate that. I'm going to put you through the ringer here in a segment of the podcast that I call Three Views from You. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask you 3 questions, each in a different point in time, one in the past, one in the present, and then one to the future. And these are just you as a technologist, as a general person. You know, what are you looking forward to? And, you know, what excites you in technology? And maybe a good story to share. So, Chris, based on the past, your history of technology, given that you're a senior virtualization professional, what's an interesting story or the most exciting thing that's ever happened to you in your past related to technology that you can share?
Gotcha. I'm gonna have to change my title just for you, going forward. But as far as the past goes, I kind of cut my teeth on mainframe, and at the time, the really exciting thing for me dealing with the big reels was going from a big room-sized mainframe to a smaller, you know, modular box size tower, and it was running an entire set of businesses on that big mainframe, and it shrank by, you know, 30,000% size. And that was the future at that time. I was extremely excited to be working with that kind of technology. So that's my past story.
Oh, cool, cool. So you definitely are senior. I'm just picking a fight now, buddy. Sorry about that. How about in the present? What's going on that interests you the most in technology-wise that you have the most passion for right now?
Well, I'd be, you know, remiss to not mention VMware. I'm definitely very happy to be in that business and in that that field. But I think what excites me the most right now is the fact that virtualization is becoming so mainstream and so normal. And I mean that by, you know, businesses have to present cases to not virtualize things. And as early as 2-3 years ago, it was almost the opposite, where it was really difficult to justify virtualization, or at least more difficult. And I'm just very happy to see and very excited about the fact that virtualization is it's grown up, it's not an adolescent anymore, people accept it, and that we're really embracing it, and it's becoming a standard.
Definitely. It's fully assimilated to an acceptable computing platform. I agree with you. And that makes, I'll be honest, it makes our job a lot easier to evangelize and get the stuff out there and show robust solutions. Awesome, awesome. Okay, Chris, how about into the future? What are you most excited for technology-wise? What you know, do you see coming down the pike that interests you the most?
I think the adoption of virtual mobility is the most exciting thing for me. Just a quick story. I've been using laptops and desktops for, you know, eons now, since I'm a senior and all that good stuff. So, but this was the year I finally took the plunge and virtualized my desktop. So I no longer have a physical desktop. My laptop is basically just, you know, an RDP gateway into my virtual desktop. And that's exciting to me, to be able to work from anywhere, work from home, work from anywhere I want, and I have the full functionality of my desktop. And so I'm pretty much getting into VDI. I think it's just getting hotter and hotter.
That's hardcore, man. If you're a senior virtualization professional walking around with a virtual desktop only, how do you do your offline work though?
I don't think there really is much offline work anymore. You know, if I'm working on a document or something office related, I'm using a cloud-based app for that. And that has offline tools, I guess. As soon as you connect back, it'll sync it. Other than that, I have a lab of Vue, so I'm using the local mode outside of that to basically transport my desktop onto the laptop temporarily.
Cool. Well, hey, rock on. I like it. Well, hey, Chris, let's wrap it up. If everybody doesn't know, Chris is on Twitter at Chris Wahl, and that's C-H-R-I-S-W-A-H-L. And Chris, why don't you send a quick shout out to your blog?
Yeah, sure. I've got some kind of a VMware and Microsoft related blog. It's wallnetwork.com.
Cool. Check it out. And Megan is on Twitter at
mmesh.
Yes.
M-M-E-S-C-H.
And you also do the Veeam events?
Yes, we have another Twitter at Veeam events.
Right.
And it's me and three members of my team that all tweet and contribute. But
yeah, so definitely check, you know, follow Megan and the events stream. You know, on the Veeam side, there's always good stuff coming out of her organization. And for everyone attending VMworld, stop by the Veeam booth, stalk me down, Doug down, whoever you know wearing a green shirt. Say hey, and we look forward to seeing everybody in Las Vegas. Chris, thanks for being on the show.
Appreciate it. Great being here.
Megan, thanks again.
Thanks. It was fun.